Well, it's kind of a bad thing in the sense that it's highly contagious and, you know, it can easily be passed from horse to horse. You know, it can contaminate facilities for, you know, up to a week or two, just as far as the surfaces of the barn, you know, and tack and horse trailers. And so you can imagine the economic impact for people trying to do rodeos, horse shows, trail rides, things like that. You know, so, you know, the biggest thing by far is that since it is something that's easily passed from horse to horse, then the only safe thing to do, one, is obviously vaccinate, because there is a vaccination that helps protect the horses. You know, if they were to get the disease, they'll shed the virus not in as high of numbers and for as long. So it decreases the amount of shedding in a shedding period. It makes them less likely to get sick or deathly sick, you know, and so vaccination is a good idea. But also kind of the commingling thing that, you know, if you, fortunately for most of us, our horses are on, you know, little patches of ground, and they're not going to go nose to nose with other horses unless you do haul them to an event. You know, the unfortunate part is all of these horse events could be, you know, more of a chance to spread virus.